Do you remember the Ham Horticultural?
Yes.
I mean, they've been going for years and years, hasn't it? And we used to have our one of the shows in next to Castle Hospital. There's a hall in there, isn't there? Mm. Which was called the Lawrence Hall Hotel. Mm. So presumably that Castle Hospital at one time then was a hotel. But it's other things as well, isn't it? Because I went down to the Richmond Archives to make inquiries.
Right.
Yes, and we used to have our shows in there.
Right.
Yes, and then we used to have them also in what, I don't say it was the St. Thomas Aquinas then, we had shows in there, we had the June show in there, because we used to have four shows a year, our Multicultural Society.
How long we remember that?
Oh, years. I joined before my sister went, when Janet went to Switzerland, she was 21, so we must have joined before then.
Right.
We all four were.
We all four were.
Yes, and I still am, yes. And I'm now the chairman. Who are members? Well, it's when we first joined, there was a Mr. Billingsley that lived in Maguire Drive, was the chairman. And there was a Mr. Cyril Thomas, used to live in Latchmere Lane, and various other, you know, a Mr. and Mrs. Willis became chairman, and they lived next door to us, number 15 Dysart Avenue, you see. But then the Ham Horticultural gradually, as Dennis got older and wasn't very well, it gradually sort of folded as it was. Because do you ever remember the marquees on the Ham Common with the summer shows? They were wonderful.
Yeah.
And the Richmond Council used to give them a wonderful display of plants and flowers.
Right.
Cost us a phenomenal amount of money. It was about £1,000.
Yeah.
And we used to have a dog show, because I helped with the dog show, and I used to help with the teas. And the cakes and things came from Matthias in Richmond.
Right.
Yes, they were brought there. So it was good.
So,
and they used to have a guard on there because of vandalism.
Right.
And that goes back years, because I'll show you these books here in a minute.
And apart from yourself, who were the stars that would go get away with the prizes?
Oh, I see. Oh, yes, there were certain. I've got the cups upstairs, a lot of them. It was always a Mr. and Mrs. Keats.
Yes.
They put such a lot of work into it.
Yes.
They were phenomenal.
Yeah.
With everything, veg, fruit, flowers, the lot. And his sister, she used to win with the cooking. And there was Brian Humphreys, used to win for a lot with vegetables, because he used to live in Cardinal Avenue and then moved down to near the coast. Mm. Who else used to? Yes, it was, there were a lot of people. They were very, you really used to put a lot into it.